May the Lord help us to commence this evening with hymn number 39. Come, ye redeemed of the Lord, your grateful tribute bring, and celebrate with one accord the birthday of our King. Hymn number 39.
Thank you. read first in John's Gospel, chapter 19, commencing to read at verse 25. You will remember our reading this morning, how after the shepherds had come to see the young child, and then we read, Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. Let us read in John's Gospel from the 19th chapter, from the 25th verse, and then let us read in Ephesians chapter 1. John 19, from verse 25. Now there stood by the cross of Jesus his mother and his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Cleophas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus therefore saw his mother and the disciple standing by, whom he loved, he saith unto his mother, Woman, behold thy son. Then saith he to the disciple, Behold thy mother. And from that hour that disciple took her unto his own home. After this, Jesus, knowing that all things were now accomplished, that the scripture might be fulfilled, saith, I thirst. Now there was set a vessel full of vinegar, and they filled a sponge with vinegar, and put it upon hyssop, and put it to his mouth. When Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he said, It is finished. And he bowed his head and gave up the ghost. The Jews therefore, because it was the preparation that the body should not remain upon the cross on the Sabbath day, for that Sabbath day was an high day, besought Pilate that their legs might be broken and that they might be taken away. Then came the soldiers and brake the legs of the first and of the other which was crucified with him. But when they came to Jesus and saw that he was dead already, they brake not his legs. But one of the soldiers with a spear pierced his side, and forthwith came there out blood and water, and he that saw it bear record, and his record is true, and he knoweth that he saith true, that the scripture might be fulfilled. For these things were done, that the scripture should be fulfilled, a bone of him shall not be broken. And another scripture saith, They shall look on him whom they pierced. Thus far we read there in John's Gospel. Let us also read the first chapter in Paul's epistle to the Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 1. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, to the saints which are at Ephesus, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus. Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the Beloved, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace, wherein he hath abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he hath purposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are in earth, even in him, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will, that we should be to the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Christ, in whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after ye believe, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of his glory. Wherefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love unto all the saints, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us ward who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ, when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come, and hath put all things under his feet, and gave him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. May the Lord bless his holy word to us, and may help us in prayer. O Lord God Almighty, we seek to call upon thee now again. O Lord, thou knowest the need we're in, the need of much help from thee. O Lord, we feel so insufficient, but all we do seek, Lord, that we might prove what has been stated, Lord, our sufficiency is of thee. O Lord, we have proved it, and all we do need to know and prove it now. Do come, dear Lord, to each one of us. Oh, as we think of a dear servant of thine who is not able to minister now as he's resident in the home at Studley. There he has encouraged us when he said, we both need help, we all need help. And oh Lord, this is true, if we know it, Lord, and are concerned in it. Lord, we each need help here tonight. pulpit, desk and pew, we need help, Lord. Oh, them knoweth we would not put ourselves first, but them knoweth our need. Oh, Lord, do come and favour us here tonight. We do meet, dear Lord, at thy command. Oh, we do desire to be favoured to know we are gathered unto thee. Oh, there the heavenly Shiloh, unto him shall the gathering of the people be. Who knoweth how we've read in this house of God, this sanctuary, Lord, this morning, concerning thy coming, thy birth, thy coming into this world. Those wonderful tidings brought by the angels to the shepherds. And Lord, we do seek now, even tonight, that we may go by faith unto Bethlehem. We may see thee in the eye of faith. O thee, thou Lord of life and glory, in the manger, the Ancient of Days. O, we may be favoured, Lord, to go by faith to see thee. And Lord, as we have read, to come to before thee at that scene of matchless grace, Jesus in the sinner's place. O Lord, do so, draw us, lead us by thy Spirit, Lord, that we may behold thee. We may come and behold thee, Lord. O, we may know and have the favour, Lord, that it is thee, thou God's dear Son, wrapped in humanity to die for crimes that we have done. Oh, we beg, Lord, that thou wouldst so come tonight and bless souls here. Do them good, Lord. Confirm them, those that are anxious and concerned about their standing. Oh, we pray we may be made anxious, we may be made concerned, we may be made to be in exercise to seek thee, to seek the assurance of faith, that we might be assured of our part in the Redeemer's blood. O Lord, may we be in diligence, each of us, Lord, and may it be as thou dost so give this exercise of diligence, that thy dear people may give thee no rest till thou dost reveal thy love with power. O Lord, thou knowest how we have pondered this day, this afternoon hour and in the evening hour. Oh, how Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And oh, we know, as we have read tonight, how she stood before the cross, beholding thee, dear Lord. And oh, we believe we understand it, Lord, that she needed redemption. Oh, equally as much as every soul who shall know salvation. Oh, Lord, we do not worship her. We thank thee for how thou didst come, Lord, in that miraculous way, and we acknowledge it, we stand in awe of it. But, oh, we would worship thee alone. Oh, thou Lamb of God, we think of that theme we've sung here. Lamb of God, we fall before thee, humbly trusting in thy cross. That alone be all our glory. All things else are dung and dross. Oh, may we by faith, Lord. Oh, may we have the liberty of that favour, Lord. May we by faith behold thee, may we know thee. That alone be all our glory. Oh, thee we own, a perfect Saviour, only source of all that's good. Every grace and every favour comes to us through Jesus' blood. Oh, those that look for redemption in Israel, oh, it was in this way alone. Oh, they must know the great favour that the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanseth us from all sin. O Lord, thou knowest the cases here tonight. O dear Lord, are there those that feel to be leprous souls? Are there those that feel to be guilty, filthy, vile? Thou knowest, Lord, how thou hast been dealing with one and another, what thou hast been doing in them and for them. Oh, as the apostle acknowledged, it is God which worketh in you both the will and to do of his good pleasure. Oh, as we read in those chapters in Philippians, Lord, being confident of this very thing, he who hath begun a good work in you will perform it unto the day of Jesus Christ. Oh, we beg thee, Lord, here tonight, that thou would come and visit us with thy salvation. Oh, favour us, Lord, here. Bless souls, do them good. Oh, may there be those set free, set at liberty. May there be those blessed, Lord. Oh, they might know and acknowledge Christ's divine atonement upon them, Lord, found under the blood. This is what we each need. Oh, Lord, we know that it is come to suffer, bleed and die. But was it for crimes that I have done? He groaned upon the tree. Oh, put the question, the most important question, Lord, put it out of question. Come tonight, Lord, and so apply the remedy. Oh, grant application. Application of the word. Application of the holy blood of Christ. Oh, Lord, grant it here tonight to precious souls who need it. Lord, do so come and seal redemption to precious souls, Lord. Oh, we beg for this. We might have the favour personally to know and be assured of our redemption in Christ Jesus. Oh, our hope built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. Do come then, we beg. Oh, by the wonderful, powerful operation of the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, do bear witness with our spirits that we are the children of God, and if children, then heirs, joint heirs with Christ. Do come for this, we beg. Oh, may there be such earnestness in this, in souls for this. Lord, may there be real earnestness. Give me Christ or else I die. May that be the prayer, the exercise, Lord, the urgency of our cases. May we come with haste to thee, Lord. Oh, may we come begging mercy, pleading pardon, begging forgiveness. Oh, Lord, that wonderful favour. Forgiveness, joyful sound to malefactors doomed to die. May this blessing me be found. May I redeem in love and spy. Do come, Lord, we beg thee. Bless souls. Who knoweth thou hast given us this as the burden, Lord, upon us, the exercise upon us, burden for souls, exercise for souls. Thou dost give this to thy servants. We labour for souls. Oh, do quicken souls, Lord. Quicken dead sinners into life. Oh, we look to thee to make manifest thy dead elect by quickening them, Lord. Oh, may there be those here that may have been living carelessly, going on, not concerned, not interested. Oh, Lord, deal with them. Quicken them. Oh, make them cry. Give me Christ or else I die. Oh, show them themselves, Lord. Show them thyself. Oh, bring sinners to know that one thing is needful. Lord, oh, hey, we are so caught up, careful about many things, caught up with material things at this season. Oh, Lord, and really there is nothing in them. Oh, the tinsel, all the things of really no worth. Oh, Lord, let us not be caught up with them. But, oh, may we consider thee. May we so know our need of thee. Oh, Lord, that thou mightest be that living bright reality to us, the all-important one. Oh, the only one, the one upon whom our hopes of heaven depend. So help us, Lord, and keep us at this season. Keep us from all the materialism of the time, Lord, and oh, the wantonness that we could easily slip into. Lord, the lustfulness, oh, the greediness of nature, of human nature. Oh, sanctify us by thy Spirit, Lord. Oh, that we might know thee, the one thing needful. We might possess thee by faith. We might feed upon thee, Lord. Oh, we acknowledge with thankfulness the wholesome food it has granted us for the good of our bodies. But, oh, we seek food for our souls, Lord. Very souls, our hearts and souls can feast on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. Oh, may we know such a feast at this time, at this season, Lord. Oh, do sanctify us, Lord, that we may seek first the kingdom of God. Oh, we might not be putting other things before thee, Lord. Oh, do so help us, be with us and keep us, Lord. We beg thee. We pray for all our friends, Lord, in the causes of truth we know and love, up and down the land. Those causes meeting in the evening hour, Lord, as we can visualise them in our minds, and as, Lord, in our calling we go to them, Lord, 40 or more causes through each year. And, Lord, we remember them and pray for them, Lord, those that meet in the evening hour, Lord, we especially think of now. And we know, Lord, throughout the world, around the whole world, Lord, thou hast thy people. Our friends in Australia well finished the Lord's day there. Our friends in America are earlier in the day. Lord, thou art everywhere. Thou hast servants everywhere. Oh, we acknowledge thee, omnipresent God, our ever-present friend. And Lord, we pray for thy people. We pray in love for all those who love our Lord Jesus Christ in sincerity and in truth. Be with them, help them, bless them, and grant thy favour, thy presence, Lord. And Lord, we especially think of those in serious trouble, Lord, of conflict in war-torn lands, Lord. Thou knowest, O Lord, we do not know who they are, where they are, but we know things are terrible in the world. As we hear of it and read of it, day by day, of the terrible things taking place in the earth. Oh, we have felt very much feeling for little children who are orphaned in those situations of war and devastation and warfare. Lord, oh, we pray that provision may be provided for them, Lord. Oh, thou knowest too thy people caught up in these days of religious warfare, Lord, as it may be named, but what a sad religion it is that promotes such violence. Lord, thou knowest. Oh, we do pray for thy people. Oh, that wonderful fact, Lord, wonderful indeed it is, that even those that kill the body, there is no more that they can do. They cannot kill the soul. They cannot, Lord, bring such injury and death that will obliterate a soul born of the Spirit. Oh, they must live. They must live forever. Must live with thee, thy people shall be with thee. Nothing can prevent it. Oh, not all the forces of wickedness and evil can frustrate. Thy people being with thee, being with Christ, which is far better. We think of the apostle when he had a desire to depart and to be with Christ, which is far better. And we think of those words he went on to pen in Philippians, Lord. And there he went on to that way in acknowledging thyself, dear Lord, found in fashion as a man. Humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. As the apostle had prior to that spoken, written in that way, oh, I have a desire to depart, but it is more needful for you, those Philippians, that I stay. And here they did still use him, Lord. Bless him and make him a blessing. And oh, those of us here, Lord, oh, we know not what is before us. And oh, we pray we may be, by thy grace, enabled to give our lives unto thee. Oh, to bear our precious souls in prayer, to seek thy favour and blessing of souls. We may live to thy honour and glory. Spend and be spent in thy name. We pray for all thy dear servants, Lord, on the wills of Zion. And O Lord, as we would humbly spend and be spent in thy name, oh, that we might see, we might witness thy appearing in blessing souls and get into thyself the honour and glory due unto thee. Oh, may it be so here tonight in each assembly of thy people. Oh, may there be that favour known so that thy people shall glorify their God. Oh, Lord, help us to sing praises, to extol thee, Lord, to praise God from whom all blessings flow. Oh, help us, Lord, to spread abroad the things of thy wonderful coming, Lord, and thy sacrifice and death and thy glorious resurrection. Oh, and that thou, our Lord, our God, our dear Lord, art in heaven now, our advocate, our mediator, our great high priest, the day's man who can lay his hands upon us both. Oh, we acknowledge thee, dear Lord, and would live to thy praise. Help us, Lord. We ask for Jesus Christ's sake. Amen.
In 557. How sweet and precious is the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord, the Lamb, to sinners in distress. A name just suited to their case, pregnant with mercy, truth and grace, with strength and righteousness. 557.
Since we were together here this morning, friends, one has been pondering those words. And Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And what was it really that she was so pondering? It was that the time would come when the Son of God would be in that place of sacrificing himself on the cross of Calvary. And so for this evening, friends, we would come to the scripture we've read in Ephesians and reading some verses there from the third verse. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the beloved. But these words to consider as the text: in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace. You will feel it, you will acknowledge it, I trust, those of you who fear God, that these are high notes of language, of truth, that the dear apostle has penned under the influence of the Holy Spirit, left upon record in the Holy Scriptures. Oh, Paul the apostle to the Gentiles, as we've been singing, and how he here so acknowledges the wonderful grace of God, the wonderful way of salvation. Oh, God's salvation, God's way formed with his people. And oh, friends, we need tonight to consider this. How much, what do we know of what is stated here of these things, of the way it's put, as this letter to the Ephesians is: blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Can you say it? Oh, do you know it? Is he your Lord? Can you acknowledge him as my Lord, our Lord Jesus Christ? You see, this is what we should consider in the point, the very point and very pointed way we should consider the truth concerning us personally. Oh, our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings. Can you say he has blessed you? Oh, can you acknowledge he has blessed you with all spiritual blessings? The blessing of being granted spiritual life, quickened by God and kept alive. Spiritual need, spiritual exercise brought you to know your need of salvation, your need to know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Saviour. Oh, he shall save his people from their sins. That is what the shepherds acknowledged, of what the angel said, of how unto you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour, which is Christ the Lord. And when the shepherds made these things known, and Mary there, Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And then, as we have read tonight, she was found standing before the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord, the Son of God on the cross, whom she was, that means of bringing into the world. And she needed, friends, she needed redemption. Oh, she is not, as the Catholics acknowledge her, not to be acknowledged the Holy Mother of God in that sense that she has sinless innocence. Of course she doesn't. She needed redemption equally as much as you and we, you and me. Oh, friends, how she kept these things, pondered them in her heart. But here, as we have it here, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. God makes these spots and places that we have found in where God deals with us. He makes some heavenly places. Oh, can you go back to the spot, the very place where the Lord did first with thee meet? Heavenly place. Where God was worked his purpose, one of his purposes of love and mercy for you. I can go back. I don't say it to boast, but I've been reminded of it by some of the servants of God I've been listening to in being a hearer. To be able to go to the spot where the Lord did first with me, and maybe one or another of you can, how he blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. It was where the Lord was so appointed he was to work in you, to deal with you, to meet with you. And that is made a heavenly place where God's effectual calling was brought upon you to know it and to change your heart and renew your will and turn your feet to Zion's hill. Can you give witness of it? That there is such a spot and place where the Lord did first with thee meet. Or it may be at a season of time, at a time of your life, and you were brought to begin to need to consider and to consider the condition you're in and the need you're in, where the Lord met with thee, when he met with thee. According as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, we have the favour, friends, in considering how God's dealt with us, that there is witness that the Lord chose us ere time began. If we've been called by grace, that is a clear witness of election. Election known by calling. He chosen us in him, in Christ. This is God the Father chose us in Christ before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. How different from how we are in our natural state. We're sinners. We're unholy. One of the hymn writers says, I'm unholy. That I'm unholy needs no proof. I surely feel the fall. But Christ has holiness enough to sanctify us all. Do you feel? Have you been made to feel unholy? Oh, wretched and poor. A sinner, a guilty sinner, a sinner indeed. Oh, a wretched sinner. But oh, it's God's wonderful way of working. To deal with us, to teach us, to bring us into need of salvation, made to feel our state as guilty, hell-deserving sinners, lost, undone and ruined in the fall. Oh, God so works. Hath chosen us in him that we should be holy. We will be made holy by grace. It's God's will that we should be made holy by grace. Oh, and that is in and through this wonderful, perfect redemption that is in Christ Jesus. And so, friends, here tonight, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ unto himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, oh, has he taken us in hand? Has God dealt with us in such a way to make us be concerned and needy, sinners, guilty, we feel, but oh, looking away from ourselves to the Lord Jesus Christ, and Christ has holiness enough to sanctify us all, friends. Oh, as he made us, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children, by Jesus Christ to himself, that is to God the Father, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise and the glory of his grace. wherein he hath made us accepted in the Beloved. Oh, our God, so gave this to the Apostle by the Spirit that he must write it in this letter to the Ephesians. And we know going on in the letter, there are those wonderful statements where, as in the second chapter, oh, ye were sometimes far off, were aliens of the commonwealth of Israel, strangers to the covenants of promise, without God and without hope in the world, but now in Christ Jesus. Ye who sometimes were far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. Oh, see, it is by the blood of Christ. And so, friends, to come to this tonight, to the praise and the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the Beloved, in whom we have redemption through his blood. This is what is given to souls that are blessed by God under the teaching of the Spirit, souls that are favoured to know their interest in the Saviour's blood. This statement applies to them, is sealed to them, in whom we have redemption through his blood. And you know how we've been singing, seem sweet and blessed that the dear Lord exercised our friend to choose that hymn which is on redemption that we have sung just now. Oh, friends, in whom we have redemption, do you have redemption? Do you know? Are you given to be in the secret of this favour, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins? Oh, this is what is vital for every child of God. Every soul that seeks salvation needs it. Oh, everyone the Lord has a purpose of love and mercy to, he will bring them into need of this redemption. And oh, he has a purpose to bring them into the liberty of the gospel so that they can testify in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. Think of how it was that major scene. Oh, you dear young people, oh, that major scene is to be considered very sacred, very wonderful. Oh, glorious, the Son of God born, come into this world to save sinners. And if you are taught of God, God will bring you to feel to be the chief. Like Paul the Apostle was brought to know he was the chief of sinners. I believe God brings every one of his people to feel that. And oh, how we feel so guilty, so ruined by sin. But oh, wonderful it is, the Spirit works to lead us to Christ. He forms Christ in our hearts, the hope of glory. Is the Lord so giving you to be concerned and exercised and in a spiritual way anxious, concerned regarding your never dying soul, concerned in a way you're a sinner, and oh, I know you will say, I deserve to be punished for my sins. And as the Lord opens up the solemn truth to you, he will show you you deserve to be punished to all eternity for your sins. But oh, wonder of wonders, if God show you that, he has a purpose, I'm sure, to bring you into the favours of his wonderful grace, the way of salvation by the sacrifice of Christ, redemption through his blood. Oh, God has made provision for his people in the gift of his dear Son. His dear Son has come and completely fulfilled the law, made it honourable on his people's behalf, and he has suffered, bled and died, and redeemed the whole church of God. Oh, what we need, friends, as you will know as we spoke this morning. Oh, we need to go by faith to Bethlehem. Two, we need to go by faith to Gethsemane and to Calvary. and what we need to know and have and experience the great favour gift of, for this favour of redemption, so that we can say and testify as the apostle did, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. What we need, friends, we need God to grant us faith. Faith to believe it. Faith to lay hold of it. Faith to know the favour of the application of the blood of Christ to our hearts and consciences. Faith, friends, is the brightest evidence. There is no other evidence, no other real way of blessing for God's people. It is by faith. God grants to his people the grace of faith so that they receive the atonement by faith. Oh, faith puts on the royal robe of righteousness on God's people. Oh, the ring denoting the eternal love of God is granted by faith. Oh, here it is, redemption, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. Oh, this favour, friends, are you really after it? Are you really seeking it? Are you brought to be in earnest for it? In crying to God, give me Christ or else I die, does it include this, your need of redemption? Not to just know the Lord Jesus Christ as one as he is, as a babe born into this world by that miraculous conception of the Virgin, by the Holy Spirit, but oh, to know him. To know him that he came, born for you, born for your salvation, and to go on through his life to Calvary and suffer, bleed and die in your room, place and stead. We know he came, we know he came and suffered and bled and died. But this great question, is it so real and such a great need you have of answer to it? Was it for crimes that I have done? He groaned upon the tree. Did he devote that sacred head for such a worm as me? We've quoted it several times today, I know, but it is so, so important, friends. Oh, do you? Are you seeking redemption? Are you seeking pardon? Do you need forgiveness? Oh, do you need the Lord to so bless you? Is this what you are concerned for at this season of the year? Oh, is this what you're after? By the exercise of the Spirit, you are in earnest for it. Are you in earnest or not? For as Jesus appears in thy view, is he his beloved or not? At this very moment of time, so God is disposed to you, and mercy or wrath are your lot, friends. And I hope I solemnly know it too. And this stirs us up into diligence, friends. Oh, may we be in diligence to truly know and make our calling and election sure, and so much the more as we see the day approaching. Oh, we do beg for the Lord to so work and bless souls, to grant them this favour. Oh, as we, some of us, servants of God, I hope we can say we have experienced these things, and so we preach them in love and faithfulness to our hearers, desiring, praying, begging the Lord will bless souls. For if we are really zealous for the honour and glory of God, it will be in this way, friends, that as we know by experience, the way of us being brought to praise God from whom all blessings flow, it was as God blessed us, as he favoured us, as he granted us the favours of his grace, to know the blessings that are all in Christ, redemption, pardon, peace, through the blood of the Lamb. Oh, friends. Oh, Paul says here, and he included these Ephesians that he had strong belief in, that the Lord had worked in them. He says, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. Friends, the way of God, the way of redemption by price paid. You know what we read in John's Gospel. Oh, how that record is so blessed, so sacred, so vital, friends, that we may know our interest in what is stated there. You know, it was that the Lord suffered, bled and died on the cross. The time of the moment came when he gave up the ghost. We know it is recorded, he cried, "It is finished," and gave up the ghost. And oh, there's that he set there. Oh, it was not that the body should remain on the cross on that day, which was a high day, the day of preparation. And so the bodies must be taken down. The Lord had given up the ghost. He said, "I have power to lay it down," regarding his life. "I have power to take it again." And oh, when the soldier come to him, seeing him dead already, then with a spear he pierced his side. Forthwith came there out blood and water, and that the scripture might be fulfilled, "They shall look on him whom they pierced." Oh, have you had such a view? Has God granted you such a view of your Lord, that he so suffered, bled and died? The holy blood he shed from hands and feet and side. Oh, and you, oh, by faith, by grace, granted that favour, they shall look on him whom they pierced. Oh, have you had such a view of Christ? Has God granted you the eye of faith to so see your Lord, see him there upon the cross? And oh, how, yes, he must be taken down and laid in the sepulchre. And oh, at that moment, when the soldier pierced his side, forthwith there came there out blood and water. Oh, the sacred remedy. The remedy for sin. Oh, the double cure. Let the water and the blood from his riven side which flowed be of sin. My double cure. Cleanse me from his guilt. Is that your prayer? Is it mine? Oh, it was Toplady's prayer. Oh, he was earnest in it, I believe. Yes. Oh, how he could say, "Rock of ages, cleft for me. Let me hide myself in thee. Let the water and the blood from his riven side which flowed be of sin my double cure." Double cure for sin. The putting of sin away, the blotting out of the handwriting of ordinances which were against us. God blots out his people's sins. They know it by experience. They know it by application. Application God grants by the Spirit, by faith to his people. Oh, God applies a remedy to his people. That remedy which the hymn says is without us. See it in the Saviour's blood. Yes, in whom we have redemption. Oh, it's given us tonight, friends, I hope by the Spirit, to consider personally, do I have this redemption? Do I know the secret of this redemption? Has God made it over to me by faith? Has he sealed it to me? Has he sealed my soul with blood, the holy blood of God, blood divine? Oh, has God granted this? And if he has granted it, you'll be like those shepherds, you'll be like many others. You must make it known. You must tell of what he's done. You must testify of it. If he has blessed you to know this favour, to know some blessed assurance of it, the blessed application of it, and if you have not testified him, you are in disobedience. Every one of us are if we do not obey God, obey his voice and all his will esteem. Oh, we know he's done so much for us. I think of those words, I think I mentioned them in prayer, those words in, I think it's Hebrews 5. We have words there in Hebrews 5 concerning the Lord, concerning his obedience. The Lord, the Son of God, the Saviour, he had perfect, complete obedience to his Father's will, the will of God. And oh, it says he learned obedience by the things which he suffered, being in that place, in that way, in that way. And for the purpose, of course, there, that he might be, as according to the resurrection and his ascension to glory, be that faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make reconciliation for us, for his people, as he pleads what he has done on earth in the court of heaven for his people. Friends, how we need this redemption. We need to know that our Lord is in heaven and he pleads our cause. And what does he plead? Before the Father for our acceptance. How are we, like we have it here, in whom we have, wherein we are made accepted in the Beloved? It's the Lord, the Son of God, pleading our cause in heaven, pleading what he has done before God the Father. And God's people are accepted in God's beloved Son by God the Father. Oh, as the Son of God pleads his own merits before the Father's face. Oh, in whom we have. See how important it is to be favoured, to seek to be favoured, to know this redemption. Because it's all our debt of sin paid for by Christ. It's a redemption, the purchased possession, and to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein we are made accepted in the Beloved. Oh, this favour, friends, we have redemption through his blood. Oh, the blood of Christ shed for us, not all the blood of bulls and goats and Jewish altar slain, to give the guilty conscience peace, nor wash away the stain. But Christ, the heavenly Lamb, takes all our sins away, sacrifice of nobler name and richer blood than they. Dear friends, we sing the hymns, we quote these things, but oh, what is vital, friends, is to be brought by God granting you faith to know and believe it was for me. The Saviour shed his blood. You need, I need, we each need application. We need application. And God does have a purpose to grant him. For all his people, he has a purpose to bring them to be under the blood. Oh, it is God's will, God's purpose, to so bless his people and to so deal with them and make them ready that they might be found right at last. They might be accepted at the great day, welcomed home. Oh, to be prepared for that great day. You pray, prepare my soul for that great day. Wash me in the Saviour's blood. Take my sins away. All our debt of sin and guilt we owe to God. God's law demands payment. The law demands blood for blood. Out he, the Son of God, let his vital blood to pay our mortal debt. Oh, he paid the price, friends. He paid, he brought in complete redemption for the church. Now, we have sung, if sinless innocence be his redemption, all is ours. You know it was so. Absolute sinless innocence in the Saviour. He was absolutely pure, spotless, innocent and pure. The great Redeemer stood. but he took upon him the guilt of the whole church. Oh, God's way of salvation by divine substitution. The Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of all the church of God. Oh, can we say of our sins? Do you have faith? Has God given you a view to see your sins all laid on Christ? You know, one of the, I think it's in two of our hymns where we have it. The child of God blessed to see all their sins laid upon Christ and to hear the blessed Spirit say, oh, this was done for you. As you have a view by faith of the Lord's suffering under the great burden of the guilt of your sin, suffering the punishment instead of you, for your sin, bringing in full, complete redemption by suffering the punishment, paying the price, the payment, what's required for those who have sinned. They must be punished. But, oh, God's way in punishing the substitute, even Christ, the holy, perfect substitute, oh, Christ, redemption, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. According to the riches of his grace. No greater riches than these riches. Oh, the riches of his grace. There are many riches in the world. Oh, so much it is attraction to man's natural mind and heart to want all the riches of the world if they can get them. Oh, but the Lord says, if we should gain, what doth it profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul? What can a man give in exchange for his soul? The answer is nothing. No. Oh, the Lord will require of us. Our soul shall be required of him. But oh, if we are redeemed. If we are redeemed. Oh, how great and important it is to know it, friends. Oh, redeemed, my precious blood, redeemed. His beauty is cool to trace. No angel can be more esteemed than sinners saved by grace. And with this redemption, when the Lord grants this favour, seals it to his people, oh, they are absolutely overwhelmed. They're immersed in the love of God, the love of Christ. Oh, the favour of this. When this wonderful remedy is applied to God's people, when they receive the atonement, peace flows into them like a river, the river of the love of God. Oh, that pure river from beneath the throne of God and of the Lamb. Oh, river of his heavenly love proceeding from the throne above. Oh, with this redemption comes holy peace, holy joy in believing, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. I believe the forgiveness of sins, friends, is the child of God's passport to heaven. I'm sure of it. I'm certain of it. The forgiveness of sins, the favour of it, the special grant of heaven of it, is a passport to heaven. And oh, we need it, don't we? Oh, but oh, how good and gracious and exceedingly kind and perfect love in the heart of God Jehovah to grant this to his people. Forgiveness, joyful sound of malefactors doomed to die. May this bless. Are you in earnest saying it, praying it? May this bliss in me be found, this holy heavenly bliss of forgiveness. When you look for your sins, they're all forgiven. They're blotted out. They're put away. They're blotted out by the blood of Christ, atonement made, they're removed. He removes the iniquity of his people, puts it away, blots it out, puts it, sends their, all their guilt and sin into the land of forgetfulness. It's put away, it's blotted out. Oh, forgiveness, pardon, pardon, forgiveness, the favours of God's grace, pardon and peace through the blood of the Lamb. Oh, how great in favour God's people are when they know it. We are preaching it. I am led, I trust, by the Spirit to preach it. And I have in my heart desire for every one of you to know it. And I believe God has a purpose here, friends, to so seal it to some soul, some precious soul or more than one here tonight. Oh, to receive it by faith in whom we have, you'll know you have it. You'll have the assurance of it. You have redemption through his blood. Yes, and with this favour is the assurance that you will be with him, with Christ, which is far better at last. Yes, God's purpose is to prepare his people for heaven. And you know it's stated so clearly that there shall in no wise enter therein anything that defileth or maketh a lie, but they that are written in the Lamb's book of life. And you know there will be absolutely no sin in heaven. If sin should ever dare to enter there, would soon be drowned in blood. God's people must be prepared for heaven, and they must be washed in the blood of Christ, clothed and cleansed and clothed in his righteousness. See how vital it is to know this, to seek to know it, to seek application of it. Oh, the way of application, as we've brought before you, is by faith, God granting you faith. To believe, to receive him, to receive a full remission of your sins forevermore, and to sigh with sore contrition, begging mercy every hour, because we cannot cease from sin. But oh, my soul, with wonder view, for sin to come, there's pardon too. When the blood is applied, it's always on, friends. And oh, God, giving by the Spirit this favour, the favour of knowing the secret, the blessed favour of being under the blood. God's people are forgiven. All his people are forgiven. Through the virtue of Christ's blood, opened is the gate of heaven. Peace is made twixt man and God. Oh, to know it, friends. May this be your prayer, your earnest prayer and mine, to know it, to know this favour, to have the seal of the Spirit, the application of the blood to our hearts and consciences, and to know the peace that comes with that wonderful favour granted us, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace, wherein he hath abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence. How this wonderful theme runs on so much in these chapters, these blessed chapters. Not that we would put one part of the word of God above another, but it is as the word is applied to us, friends, it is made so precious to us. I particularly feel such favour in times of when the Spirit so opens up the word, and like we have in the beginning of the second chapter, you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins. You know, it's very profitable for God's people to remember where they were and where they were brought from. Oh, that God hewed us out of that quarry of nature. Oh, that he began with us. And I find it ever so confirming when the Spirit leads me to remember all the way the Lord, our God, has led us, and we can say it was not the will of man. My soul's new heavenly birth began. I trust I can acknowledge that, and it is very much a help, encouragement, as the Spirit gives us to be favour to remember all the way. Oh, if you can remember the time when the Lord first made you consider, first made you to have to pray. You know, there's a sure witness in that. It was not you begun your religion, it was God begun it. And everything really follows that. God beginning in his people, God quickening them, making them alive spiritually, and leading them on, teaching them. Oh, how he begins his work, and it can then be said like Paul wrote to the Philippians, it is God which worketh in you, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. And as God works in his people, he makes them need salvation. And he makes them know the way of salvation. He makes them to be earnest in seeking salvation in his name. And as he reveals the wonderful way of salvation in the person and work of his dear Son, and we are then led to Calvary, where the Lamb was slain, and creep beside him there like a worm and see him bleed for me. These are the ways by the Spirit that God blesses souls. He seals them with the blood. He assures them that he has loved them and given himself for them. Oh, God's purpose is to bring his people into the assurance of faith. Oh, they may be assured and blessed and so prepared for heaven to live the remaining of their days living unto the Lord. Oh, I hope God exercises one daily to desire to live unto him, to live to the praise of the God, of our great God and Saviour, to praise him from day to day, to love him, esteem him, desire to exalt him, to lift him high on the gospel pole, and oh, that precious souls may be blessed and favoured. This is one's exercise. This is our prayer. May the Lord bless each one of you. It be his will and bless you at this time. Oh, to consider him, to think upon him. Oh, to know his presence and his love. This is my desire for each one of you. May the Lord add his blessing. Amen.
Collections last Lord's Day amounted to £745, for which we're very thankful. God willing, Mr. Pack is expected to preach on Tuesday evening, and next Lord's Day there'll be reading service in the morning, and Mr. Charles Walboys, God willing, will preach in the evening and administer the Lord's Supper. Let us close with hymn number 90. Now begin the heavenly theme. Sing aloud in Jesus' name, ye who his salvation prove, triumph in redeeming love. Hymn number 90.
Thank you.
forgive anything they have seen amiss in their services this day. O do bless thy word, bless thy people. Favour them, Lord, their heart's desire and prayer for Israel is that they might be saved. O thy election of grace, O thy people here, could it please thee. We commend them to thee, Lord, and to the word of thy grace. Be with them each at this season, Lord, and may the health and favours of family love be good to them, Lord, but above everything, they might live and consider regarding thee and thy great salvation, and seal them, Lord, with thy blood, according to thy will. We remember our friend who we've missed here today, Lord, our dear friend and brother, dear David. Do raise him up, Lord, who knoweth his loving and desire to be here, and to spend and be spent in thy name as he cares for the people here and prays for them, Lord, as our dear brother present with us does too. We witness it in the prayers in the vestry. Oh, we pray, raise our brother up, Lord. Bless him, Lord, at this time. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God in the communion of the Holy Spirit abide with us now and forevermore. Amen.